you'll have one next month also. Okay. Okay, so a couple of things. Before we begin the new stuff from this today, there are a couple of things I wanted to show you. We mentioned last week the halacha Shulchan Aruch is haroa levana b'chidusha. You make the bracha. So we discussed machlokas between the marshal and the marikash. The marshal says that you don't have to, a blind person can make Kiddush Levana. Because the roa doesn't mean that you have to be able to see it, as long as it's nearer in the oilam. So that shows that the new cycle has come, and you don't, and the marikash says, no, a roa, you have to see it. If you can't see it, you don't make Kiddush Levana. So we discussed what's the din of if the levana is covered up, you can't see it by the cloud, so you can't get potential benefits, so you don't make it. But what happens if you can see it's going in and out. So we had three shitas in the poskim. The Magen Avraham says, if you can see it now, you can make it now, but if you know it's going back in, l'chatchila, you shouldn't make it at all. That's the Magen Avraham. The Yavetz, of Yaakov Emden, says, if you can see it, even though you know that it's going back in, you can see it, make it right now, when it's still visible, you make it, and even though you know it's going to go back in. And then the Bir Halacha quotes from Chaim Sanzer, that even if it's already, you saw it, it's covered now. You could still make it if Tokadei Dibor, you saw it. Even though the time that you're starting the bracha, it's already covered.
Just that first bracha, not the entire
one. Oh, no, the whole thing.
The rest of it is only the entire.
Yeah, the whole thing. So I was trying to, the Bir Halacha is quoted in the previous packets, quotes of Rav Chaim Sanzer, so I was very interested to know, because Chaim Sanzer is usually the Divrei Chaim, and I was interested to know where it was. So I got, you know, I use the Oz V'Hodor Mishneh Berurah, which tells you where everything is. So and it didn't say Makor here. So it turns out that Moshe Shapiro in the library helped me find out that the Chaim Sanzer that the Mishneh Berurah quoted is not the Divrei Chaim. It's not the Divrei Chaim. And it's another person who went by the name Chaim Sanzer. And he showed me in the Shulchan Aruch, this printing of the Shulchan Aruch, El HaMechoros, they have here page 2, Hagos Me'agon of Chaim Sanzer. And as Shehetik V'Ksav Yodo, Ephraim Zalman Margolius, copied these hagos. He wrote up the hagos. In other words, apparently, like Moshe Shapiro said, they found the Shulchan Aruch of this Rav Chaim Sanzer. He had notes on the, and Rav Shlomo Kluger, Rav Chaim Zalman Margolius rather, wrote it down, and in his name. And then Rav Shlomo Kluger gave a haskama to say that you can rely on these. So here are the Hagos of Rav Chaim Sanzer on page 3. He says, Li nira lo yel ela re'eim u'borak. Kol sheyochol haskel miyad habracha tokede b'ibor rosh ha'levarek. Just like we saw the halacha is, if you're in the bathroom and it starts thundering, and you can go and you're finished, and you go out of the bathroom and it's still tokedei dibur of the thunder, so you can make the bracha. So he says he thinks it's no different than if you saw the levana and then it got covered up, you could say it right away. That's Rav Chaim Sanzer. And the Bir Halacha didn't like it. He thought that no, you need to have the potential hana b'shas the bracha, and in the new Friedman Shulchan Aruch, he also has Hagos Rav Chaim Sanzer. I didn't bracket it on page 4 here, on Tav Dalet. It says, Mashmashiyah, Li Nir Dlo Yel Areim Mubarak. So just a little bit to know who this Rav Chaim Sanzer was, because it's just interesting. So apparently we have a sefer on Pirkei Avos from him. And in the sefer, in the Hakdamah to the sefer, it writes on page 6, on the third arrow, it says, Lama biyachad im hanodu biyuda. So just, in other words, he learned with the Noda Yehuda. And then, on the next arrow, it says, Or Shiva Sayyam Marun HaBesht, His Aval Alokho LeChavraya. The Besht had an eye on him. And he wanted to him to be in, you know, Noda Yehuda is not known for the be, you know, he's the one who, it's not Shtikov Chosid. He was, you know, he wrote a little bit, not again, you know, with the Hasidim. But it's interesting that he points out, and the Besht wanted that he should be in his camp. So obviously he was a very significant, significant person, and so even if he's not the Divrei Chaim, just for the, but usually we don't follow that psak. Usually we want at least I think most people follow Rav Yaakov Emden. That as long as they see it, they'll make the bracha, even though they know that it's going to get covered up in the during the bracha. Even l'chatchila. Magen Avraham says, if you know it's going to get covered up during the bracha, you shouldn't say it l'chatchila. And Rav Yaakov Emden says, no, as long as you see it now, you can make it, even though it's going to get covered up l'chatchila. And Rav Chaim Sanzer says that if you saw it and it got covered up, you could still make the bracha as long as it's talked to the dibur. So, yeshal milismoch, you know, if you wanted to follow Rav Chaim Sanzer, I mean, you know, obviously he's also, even if he's not the Rav Chaim, he's still Rav Chaim Sanzer. Okay, now, there's a famous tshuva of the Trumas Hadeshim. On page 8. She'ela, as we've discussed in the past, the Trumas Hadeshin wrote the questions and the answers. Right? The She'ela he wrote also. It's not like someone sent him, you know, just like the Shagas Aryeh. No one sent him a question about his Kriya Shema D'Oraisa or the Rabbanan. That was the Harol Levana B'chidusha B'mei HaChol. You see a great Levana, and it's Tuesday night. Omer namtin levarach al chidusha ala motzei Shabbos. Yafa heim osim ulo. Right? We know that in shuls we usually do it the motzei Shabbos. So is that a proper thing or not? So he says, Yira diyesh l'chalek medover. Hecha delel motzei Shabbos hocha bekarov. Eino leilos harbe b'chodesh kagon zayin olches b'chodesh. If you wait till Motzai Shabbos, it's only going to be the 7th or 8th in the month. So even if it's going to be cloudy for a couple of days afterwards, you still have time. So I feel that we have unum the Motzai Shabbos who beis gimel odal leil sachar of adai yesh man levarach hatzov leil tezvav ke gav yoshev yofel lahamtin ad Motzai Shabbos. In other words, because it says kasevar zaruah. There was a real quote from the Masechta Sofrim. The aim of Archim Lirech El Motzai Shabbos, because it says, K'shei Mevusamim. Whereas when you're Mevusamim, Kelim Noyim, you're wearing good clothing, so that's when you should make Kiddush Levana. So it's an Indian. We're going to see the Radvaz is a Tshuva, so why don't you make it Friday night? Isn't that, you know, Friday night you're also wearing the nice clothing for Shabbos. So why wait till... Is it that they didn't know Kiddush Levana Baal Peh, so they had to take out the sitters, so it was the Shai Lachotza? Well, what's the...
It's because they weren't
Kaddish
Lachotish on Shabbos.
So we'll see. So that's in a future packet. In other words, they're saying the best time to do it is Motzai Shabbos. Why don't you say Friday night should be the best time to do it? Right?
Or maybe they'll come to sing and then play an instrument.
What?
Maybe they'll come to sing
Yeah, we'll have to see where the singing comes out.
Is it by like Zmiros?
Yeah, right. You don't see that by Zmiros.
Some people
can just put on nice clothing any day.
Yeah, theoretically you can put on nice clothing any day. In fact, it's brought down. Some posts can hold that after. We're not knowing this. I don't know anyone that if he's going to, knows he's making a Kiddush Levon on Wednesday night, he's going to put out special clothes. Might be some people. So usually we assume you're not putting on special clothing. So you're going to put on special clothing for Shabbos, so then you still have those clothing on Motai Shabbos, so then that's a great time. So that's going to be the Radvaz's tshuva. We'll leave that for a future shiur when we get that in the packet. Is why don't we do Kiddush Levana on Friday night?
I think we hope that if it's not the last opportunity and he didn't do it yet, I think he'll do it, right?
So we'll see. But why don't we do the Chatchila?
It's not a Sukkot.
Right. Why don't we do that the Chatchila? So his question. So now back to the Truma Sedeshin. So he says, if you're going to wait, and it's still going to be early in the month, it's only 7/8 in the month. So then it's better to wait. It's better to wait for Kiddush Levana to Motzei Shabbos. Aval leil Motzei Shabbos haba yeleil l'sar bebechodesh miyem u'unam beizu gimel u'dal yavor zman abrocha ki agav de ein lamtid. But if But if it's going to take a long time, that it's going to be later in the month, and you can only have 2-3 days left, and then you're finished, then you shouldn't wait. The Kol Hechad the Roy who is this topic Shetavur Hamitzvah Ein Mashin Oso Feel Kadei Loso So Yosu Ben Amuvchar. He says that if you shouldn't wait to do a mitzvah, even though the mitzvah is Yosu Ben Amuvchar, at the expense that you might mess up and not do the mitzvah at all. And what's his raya? He has a raya from Masechta Yevamos. Itmar, bias katan chalitza gadol of Rabbi Yochanan of Shimon Lachadol and bias katan adifa mishum the mitzvah of Yuvu. Katan chalitza gadol adifa. Tell him katan at Shiyagdil. Ein shomu lo omu lo alecha mitzvah o chalotza yabim. Yisaldad bias katan adifa nintar dilma biyabim. In other words, what if you have the kid, he's a katan. And so should we wait till he becomes a gadol? Say in other words, say you have two of the brothers now, of the deceased. One is a katan, so he can do yibum, he's a katan. And then you have, and if there's another one who's a gadol already, the yibum you can do when you're even a katan. At 9 years old, it's biyasos bia. A chalitza is a gadol. So which is better, to have a yibum by a katan or chalitza by a gadol? So Yochanan Mishlosh Chanamar Bias Katan Nadifa. He says the bia of the katan would be better. Mishum the mitzvah biyibum Chanamar Chalitza's Gadol Nadifa. Mishum the mitzvah begadol. Better have the a gadol do the mitzvah. Parchal of Nastisin Talam the katan Shayagdal Im Shomulo El Omimlo. In other words, say that we want the katan to do. Wait till he becomes a gadol. So we say no. So either say the gadol, the older one is in the Medina Sayyam, and they want to wait for him to come back to do the yibum of the chalitza. Ain't shomlo. Because we're not going to postpone the mitzvah. So he says, what's the pshat? Dafkin bin roi listapik shetavur ha-mitzvah, azlo mashinu, v'she'ein roi listapik lo, teidid, da amai naka tano v'godol sheyovim medina seyam, listen at sheyovim medina acheres. In other words, the case in the Gemara was the godol was in the medina seyam. So it's going to take him a long time to come back. So who knows that maybe if we wait for him to come back, in the meantime, the katan will die, chas v'shalom, and maybe the gadol will never come back and will lose out on the mitzvah. But if he's just in a nearby Medina, so then it's not so long, so we can wait. So he sees from that halacha by Yibum, that we don't wait long times for somebody to, the preferred candidate, and it maybe is more mehuder if the gadol does it, but if it's going to be that you're going to have to wait a long time, you don't wait. So the same thing over here. Obviously, it's not the same amount of time by a, but he says the same thing over here. If you just have to wait a couple of days and there's no chashash that you're going to lose the mitzvah, then wait till Motzei Shabbos. And if not. So that's the famous tshuva of the Truma Sadesh.
I know for some reason it's Minhag Yishalayim that they don't wait for the Motzei Shabbos.
Yeah, the first opportunity. We're going to see. Yeah, there are shitas that argue with this.
Why has to be Yishalayim? I don't know.
Right. Probably because of the Vilna Gaon. Because a lot of these Minhagim were the Vilna. We'll see in the Maaser Rav what the Vilna Gaon said on this. See, in one of the packets, it's a coming packet. We're going to see what the Vilna Gaon is. So whenever the Vilna Gaon came, that became normative psak in Eretz Yisrael. Because his Talmidim started the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Yisrael Mishklov, Pasa Shulchan. It's interesting. In Vilna, he wasn't Mekubal, you know, the Vilna Gaon, his Minhagim. It was his Minhagim, wasn't Mekubal in the Velt, in Vilna. But in Yerushalayim, then he got his time of day.
His Talmidim
was. His Talmidim. But they didn't listen to him. The Talmidim, you know, that's how it works sometimes. The Talmidim, they listen to more than. Okay. But that's probably what happens. Yeah.
Jim will talk about it more later, but have we defined yet when is the first opportunity?
We have not yet totally defined that. We're going to have a packet on that as well.
So. Some say that the third day is.
Yeah. So we're gonna see.
Certainly, if it's a very cloudy time of year, you would say do it anyway, even if it's earlier on. No.
Yeah, I mean, if he thinks that you're gonna miss out.
Right.
His basic idea is, if there's real chashash, you're gonna miss out, so do it now. Even though he says it is considered a hider to do it on Motzei Shabbos, and that's the Truma Sadeshin's.
Don't let the
person
be the enemy of the good.
Oh.
Psst.
Who said that?
I don't even know.
Okay.
Wait, but didn't you say this was an answer of why not today on Friday?
No. I said we're going to wait till we do the Chuvas Radvaz on that. And that's going to take some time.
By the Roma, there's an issue of sort of quasi Aruna, sort of. He's got to be healthy. So we say, you know what? Go to the mitzvah. Don't delay it too much.
Right. Yeah, it's not an exact equation. It's just a derech mashal. That we're going to do it. The mitzvah will be done better when it's the gadol. It's a more hiddik thing. But to wait, if he's mamish next door, so we'll wait a couple of days. But if it's going to take months, then not. Okay. So now I want to show you some. You know, just like I told you, there's two Rav Chaim's answers, right? And this is not the okay. Now I'm going to show you something else with it too, a little bit more interesting. Look on page 10. There are two Sefer Yoshuas. Okay, there are two Sefer Yoshuas. And this Sefer Yoshua is a classic Sefer, but it's not as known as. It's not like I'm digging you up some, you know, even though, like in the literature world, you never heard anyone quote. At best, if they quote a Chasam Sofer, you'll be happy, you know, in the literature world. But the Sefer Yeshua, for sure, they won't. So the Sefer Yeshua was a posek in Tarnopol, and from 1754 to 1838, a little bit after Yeshua Ben Nun, and he has. Very fascinating tshuvas on different topics. So it's a classic sefer, but not as known to people today as it should be. So that's why I'm here to tell you about the Sefer Yeshua, which most people never heard of. Okay. So let's see. Look at this, the Sefer Yeshua. Ready? Now you got to realize one second, Who was the Sefer Yeshua talking to when he was writing this tshuva? You know who he was talking to? He was talking to the Nesivus. Okay? Just to see what level, you know. You know, Nesivus was his pal, you know, so to speak. And then Nesivus responds to his tshuva. Okay? So he says, Bozi Latsiya Lefnei Kvodo Harama. In other words, he's talking to the Nesivus. He says, I have this following chiddush. B'masha Nirlan Yas Daiti. Dim Halavana Mechusa Ba'anonim. Ad Yom Tezvav. Say, you know, sometimes it's cloudy for a lot of days in a row, right? We had some starker rainy days here for, but it didn't stop the rain. Vafel pikein mi'iril oretz v'ladoi melech or boker kodem tseis Hashem mishpik v'roso laila kayom yoyer shachecha ka'ora. But what? V'yesh levarach alea afim ha'levana mechus. In other words, this is a shaila. You can't see the moon. You cannot see the moon. It's covered by the clouds. But the brightness of the moon pierces the clouds. Are you allowed to make Kiddush Levana when you only see the light of the moon and not the moon itself? Yeah. Yeah, in other words, you can't see the Tzuras Rav Hiskin Tzuras Halavana. You don't see the Tzuras Halavana. You don't see it. But you see a moon and you see a light coming through. Is that sufficient? Or do you have to actually see the moon? So the next time this happens, you can tell the people, no, you look in the Sefer Yeshua, and they'll look at you. So his shita is that you're allowed to make the bracha, even though the levana is not nearest, but the or halavana is nearest, that's sufficient.
That's even more than Rav Chaim Sanzer.
Well, Rav Chaim Sanzer probably meant you saw the levana. You saw the whole thing.
Sorry, but he says he's more megal than Rav Chaim Sanzer.
He's saying you never even see the moon, right?
You can have the opposite case. We're going to have it in 2 weeks. Be a total lunar eclipse,
you can see the moon, but there's no light from it. Oh, right. So the question is, maybe that's also be a shaila, where you can see whether you can make on that. So let's see what he says.
Still see it. There's no light
coming from it. He says, "Vatam nir lanis daiti, al pi ma'ishem mevi rogan of Rom." So this is the marshal we learned last week. The suma chayiv lekadesh alavana, right? So that was the marshal. So we saw that he says the marshal sheet is that you can make. Now we can. He's quoting Marshal. Now we can skip to the next paragraph. The Kavan Shekain who disagi b'hanal luchud. Now we'll be shein asuma roasa. Him kain av gamanachnu av sheinanu roim guf halavana rach shanachnu nenim meod v'neyosim laora. Hocha medach v'nogulam v'layla kayom luyayir. Av ki shekain ha'anon yichaseu mara yom layla ad shein lahavchim be'ora ubein or boka asher yizrach. He says that maybe if you hold the summa is good, so then maybe. So what's the idea that the summa doesn't see the levana, but you can still there's still benefit from the or halavana, right? Other people are benefiting from the or halavana, so maybe the or halavana is good enough, even though you didn't see the levana. Aharaya summa. You can argue with this because you can say that a Suma doesn't even see the Or, at least you have to be able to potentially see the Or Halavana. But he thought that if a Suma can make it, even though he doesn't see the Levana, so the idea is just like Yotze Hamoros, so like a Suma, that you can then other people can see. Like Yonah Chazan said when he drove to Montreal and it was dark at night, so the only thing they were able to see on the road to drive was by the moonlight. By the moonlight. So then he says, but what about the Trumas Hadeshin that we just saw? The Trumas Hadeshin discusses whether you can postpone till Motzai Shabbos and says, well, if it's cloudy, you're going to have a problem. But he says, ah, so according to me, maybe there shouldn't be a problem. Right? Master Rafil Yeshua Anonim, 2 points at the bottom. Rafil Mishof Tezva, Vein Mavarkim Lov, Nirlani Yisrael. For us who came in the height, because of Mavarkim Lov, Mavarkim Lov, Motzai, Shabbos, Ein Lelo Lassos, Mitzvah, Men Amufkar, because of the Yimia Anonim, Yavar Zman HaBracha, he came, he was Yavarkim Lov, he came, Mokom Yosef Nol, Yavark, Atal, Mitzvah, Men Amufkar, Bo, Osha, Nira, Salvan, Mita, Rasa. That's all Yavarkim Lov, Motzai, Shabbos, Klal, Rakit, Starach, Amtin, Ad, Miboy, Alavan, Mamish. He says that the idea is that it's a mifskum min a mufkar to see the levana. Mitzvah min a mufkar can remember to chay kasa b'tshuva sadeshin. In other words, he's saying that they could still make it, but it won't be. In other words, if they'll wait till Motzai Shabbos and it'll be cloudy, they'll still be able to make it. Even though Trumas Hadeshin is mashma, they won't be able. No, they'll still be able to, but it won't be a mitzvah men amufkar. But a mitzvah men amufkar is to actually see the levana. So the Sefer Yehoshua says, if you see the levana and the or, that's mitzvah men amufkar. But if you only see the or, you could still make the bracha, even though you don't see the levana. If the or levana is coming through, but you could still make the bracha. Yeah. Next.
So,
yeah, that's how he's defining it. So that's what he's saying, is that maybe, the question is, should you wait till Motzai Shabbos? Because Motzai Shabbos, you'll only get it with the Yevon. Those Pashim Shabbos, the Trumas Hadeshin, if you wait till Motzai Shabbos, you might not get it at all, because it's cloudy. He's saying, no, you can always make it. Unless it's such a thick cloud. Yeah, the clouds and clouds. Yesh clouds, yesh clouds.
Same thing you know. Clouds are big enough, you can't see anything.
Right. But he's saying that don't think that it's an automatic just because the clouds are there, you won't be able to be Mekadosh Levana. You could still be Mekadosh. That's the Sefer Yehoshua Shita. You could be Mekadosh Levana even if there's a cloud over the lot, over the Levana, as long as there's a shine through. Like a lot of times you can still see the shine. Sometimes not. Then the last three lines he says, Lachain im yaskimu imi bali tracin eya kisnif imoim lahatya levara. He says, if other Rabbanim will agree with me, then I'll sign off. That you can make a bracha on the levana, even though it's covered up, as long as there's a shine. That's the Sefer Yehoshua. Yeah, right here. Zosi Chuvas Arava Gono Miti Mora Gono Abezel Kal Kolos Lisa. Yaakov Lisa. Look how he signs his name. Yaakov Lisa. That's the Nesivus. So the Nesivus now responds. L'chvod Yididi Nashi Hagona Amiti. Hachocha Makolo Mufursam Yoshua Heshel. Abezel Ram the Kal Tukanis Tarnapol. Rav Shalom Ad Ha'olam. See, you have to
really.
What?
He's
going to disagree, right. You see, I always say this. In all the tshuvas of the Noda Behuda, the Chasam Sofer, that the Shoal was always a goyim. It's just for some reason a lot of those people we never heard of. Because, you know, whatever, that's the way it works. It doesn't mean that it, you know, but, you know. So he says, Mechtavo al Pupula Hanoi Vanechma Kibalti, Bedover Kiddush Lavana, in Kachemi of Design, Kodvar, Him Amiti, Vapilbozehu Achel Mozart, So I feel the mammon shem b'muchzok yochol l'tokim l'kechad me'aposkim mevor betumim. Yeah, she called there me'aposkim she'ein mevio beis yosef ramor she'ein lomar kimli. Right, there's a famous thing that you can say kimli. That is, if you have mammon under your possession and it's a machloikis whether you have to pay, but there's a shita that says that you don't have to pay, you can keep. You can say I hold like the shita that I don't have to pay. You can say kimli. Kimli like that shita. So he says, the poskim say the famous tumim. He says that's only if the Beis Yosef quotes that shita. If there's another shita that you know of that the Beis Yosef doesn't quote, then you can't say kimli. She called the Asher a poskim. She ain't the Beis Yosef aramor. She ain't lo ma kimli ka posek hazeh. This is the famous thing that Rav Grubman once told me. That we assume that it's a special hashkacha practice what the Beis Yosef had and what the Beis Yosef didn't have. You know, sometimes the Avnei Neser writes a tshuva. He says if the Beis Yosef would have seen the Shita Mekubetzes, he would have passed differently. A couple of times he does this, the Avnei Neser. So the Tumim would say no. We're not going to change halacha because there's a Rishon that says faket from what the Beis Yosef had based on as far as it's interesting who's right or wrong. You can never know in this thing how much do you say this idea. That's where the famous Chazanish, they said what should we do with all the kisveyad that have the Rishonim. So he said Geniza. So supposedly he said leave it there. Now that's a question we'll see whether what's the Meiri's role in Psak Halacha. Because the Beis Yosef did have the Meiri, even though I was learning many years ago, I was in the Kol with Rabbi Sobolovsky years ago, we were learning Stam. This is the 80s. And I saw the Beis Yosef quoted the Meiri, the Rav Harari also. The Beis Yosef quoted the Meiri. I was about to faint. Because I always thought that he didn't have the Meiri. And then it was right in front of me that he quoted the Meiri. So apparently there's 20 volumes of Meiri, right? You see the set of Meiri, 20 volumes, and there's a Sefer on Stam called Kirya Sefer, that's like 5 pages. And apparently those 5 pages he had, but he didn't have those 20 volumes. So he quotes from those in Hilchas Stam, by the Osios, he quotes from the Meiri. So he says, Hizach HaBeis Yosef Shekru Halacha Kemoso, Hufar B'Sofik Baruch Levatola. He says you can't make up this shita like this. It's not in the poskim. It's not in the poskim. So that's it. So you want to say a svara that you could, if you want to just see the light.
So he's saying which way is better than saying that you should make it right away.
No. So he's saying that you can't make the bracha at all. If you can't see the tzuras halavana, even though you can. In other words, we're going to see the poskim say you have to have the light also. Then we had a machlokas. If you saw the lona and the light, but now it got covered up. So the Rav Chaim Sanzor says you can do a talk. If you do a talk, they will be good. But even if it's covered up, the Yavid says no. It has to be megula. But even though you know that in 2 seconds it's gonna this. So he says he doesn't buy into it. I mean, he might be right. He says, "I'm not mashakosim walos kavod sheyeh cholim lekadosh levanam sheyin azarachas rach sheyesh or gadol kavod sheyesh laila ki yom yoyel if anything lo nirakein." If any kavod shehed yakosim mishulchanam shash alavano zarachas. So that has to be. And what about the marshal? Suma can make. This cannot He says that we made the bracha yotzeh ha'ma'oros. So he says you need Riyah, or at least potential Riyah. So basically, the Nesivus doesn't buy into the Sefer Yeshua.
It wasn't around in the morning.
What?
It wasn't around in the morning.
What?
The moon wasn't giving.
Yeah, right. Now he responds, Zema Sheishafti Lagos.
I mean, yeah, he's with the Summa.
Yeah, so the Siva says the Summa.
Is he saying that the Summa can't make the bracha? Or he says, no, the Summa can make the bracha?
No, he says, Gam divrei marshal tamu in beinai. Ki birkas alavana in alahanas amor, ki alahanas amor, and brachas ul neska. He says, no, he says, the bracha is on the maisa bracious. Brachas ul hidavka so the Ikar Bracha is on the Maisa Bereishis, and you have to see the Maisa Bereishis.
He argues on the Marshal.
He also goes on the Marshal, right. He argues on the Marshal. He
says, it's
yeah, so he says, it's a Shevach HaOdah, but you have it on the Hischatshus of the moon, and you have to see it. And then there's a separate thing that you should have to get Hanah, but not, therefore, it's a Berkas Hanah. Not a Birkas Nanan. It's that's a Tanai in the Chiddush Halavana. That there's like you said, Rabbi Farmer said that you can know, you calculate what it is, so you should be able to know what it is. And Afal Pike, we don't say you can make the bracha, because you have to see. You have to see, and you have to be able to potentially get Hanoah. But still, the Etzem HaBracha is on the Chiddush Halavana, not on the Hanoah of the Levana. So therefore, and then you have to see the Chiddush HaLevana. So therefore, in other words, basically, if you have the light, but you don't have the Levana, so then you're missing the main thing. The main thing is the Chiddush HaLevana. So if you can't see the Levana, in other words, the Hana is a secondary thing. That's a Tanai. And you have to see the Levana and also potentially be able to get Hana. But you're saying, to say for Yeshua, that all you have is the Hana Shabo is there, that's good enough. No, Hana is not the Etzem. The Etzem is the Levana. So that's why the Mesivus Paskins, if you can't see the Tzuras HaLevana, so even though you can see the shine, so maybe that's just as good or better. No, so that's the same for Yeshua. The shine is good enough. What?
It's like Bora Mirei. You're doing it on the fact that was that Asia was.
So let's see. Okay, you're right. Well, let's see. The Sefer Yeshua in his response is going to quote the Tosis about Ori Moresh. So let's see that Tosis. Look on page 9. Ein mevarkim ala or ela b'motzoi Shabbos. Hiksha Rav Yosef, lama ein mevarkim kol shosh shenene mimenu? Right? How come on a Wednesday we light a candle, we don't make a bracha bar nereish? Those are why those we love was ever low bracha. Tears. Tani mil she gufo nene. Val shar hanolo. This is not a good enough hanol. It was gufo nene. Eat a piece of a cookie, that's gufo nene. You make a bracha. But just to see a fire, even though you can see based on it, that's not gufo nene. Oh, but what about the tears? How do you mean it's gufo nene? Aval shar hana, lo. Vafal gav de mevarchim al or hashemesh b'chol yom. You say you also have oros, right? Hedim shum she mischadish b'chol yom. See, since it's mischadish b'chol yom, so then we make it on the Chiddush. So he says like this. Now look on page 13. He says, Yosef Nir Lani Yisdai Diraya Mashakosla Toisis Pesachim. Hikshar of Yosef Lama in Mevorkim on page 13, the left side. Yosef Nir Lani Yisdai Diraya Mashakosla Toisis. Iksha Rav Yosef, Lama im Avorchim Chol Shah Shanena, Mimeno Shah Shah Manos Menom Zebel Bracha, Tisan Mim Shaguf Nena, Val Sharno Lom, Avgav the Rapino, Alamor, Shemesh Bechol Yom, Shemesh Chadish Chol Yom. I told Moshe Tosos. Arei Lahedya, the local Moshe Kosu Maloso. Because, what did he say, the Sivis? The Sivis says that Yotze HaMoros is on the Hana. And Kiddush Levana is on the Kiddush HaLevana, with a Tanai of Hana. So he says, Tosus says not that way. Because Tosus says Yotze HaMoros is on the Kiddush HaLevana. So then this bracha could be on the Hana. So maybe, therefore, if you have... so you see light, that's good enough. So that's...
Well, what is the difference between seeing light and having Hana from the light?
In other words, everyone agrees you need to be Hana. The question is the Hana the Iker, or is Hana just the Tanai? So the Nesiva says... The Hana is just the Tanai. The Iker is the Levana. The Iker is the Levana. And he's saying, no. I mean, obviously it's the Chiddush HaLevana, but the Iker is not the Levana. The Iker is the Or HaLevana. So as long as you have the Or HaLevana, you're good. So this is a fundamental machlokes between the Sefer Yeshua and the Nesivas. If you have the Or HaLevana, believe the Levana, whether you can make Kiddush Levana or not. I mean, even the Savior Yeshua says it's not the Hidur, it's the Hidur to see have both. But what is the... they both agree you need Hana, but is the Hana a Tanai or no? This is the... So the Nesivas wanted to say that Hana is an Iker, that the Yotze HaMoros is on the Hana, and this is on the Kiddush HaLevana. So, and he says, no, you see from here that the... For that Tosis, that the Hana is on the Chiddush. You see, from the Tosis, the Tosis says that Vachem al Mor Ha'esh b'chol yom, Mishum Tzchadish b'chol yom, and that, so that's against what the Nesiva said, because the Nesiva says that's on the Hana. So he's saying it's not on the Hana. Okay, but the bottom line is that's the Machlokes. So that's a very fascinating machlokes. Yeah.
How that look?
So we usually wait for the obviously for them to see the moon. But he says he thinks we could in. You could make it without seeing the moon.
Just like Birchas Hachama every 28 years.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah.
Same Birchas Hachama if it's raining.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see.
He's also arguing
Rasha. Right. Well, others argue on the Rasha. Yeah, okay.
Does that litigate how much Hana you need to have? I mean, if the Iker is perceived as this, they have a little bit,
I don't know.
If it's not the Hana, so maybe just a little bit Hana is all
the time. Maybe. Now, there's a Sefer here, Zera Emes. That's also one of the Kashava. Chashuva Svarim, Rabbi Shmuel HaKoyim. So look on page 15. Rechoyosh Sivan Tovkuf Nundalad. Tovkuf Nundalad. It was a long time ago. 1784. 1794. Nishalti Vechoyle Sheina Yochel Lokum and Hamita. He's sick in bed. So you can't get out of bed. So certainly he's not going to be outside. He can't even get out of bed. So if you can't get out of bed, you go to the window, you can see the Levana. He's in bed. Whereas he can see the shine of the moon, a shadow on the floor of his room. That he could see. Shemushka Sham. So the question is, could he make a bracha on that? The Shafi Devad, and so this is what the Zara Emes was asked. The Shafi Devad Hechi of Ula Lurus Guf Halavana Bashat Sabracha. Lo Sagi Berias Hakas Or Zrichosa. So he said that the Iker is to see the Levana. To see the actual Levana. And not to see the Zricha Sa'or. And that's the, that's this discussion. I can't imagine he's not Shmuel.
It's Italy, Reggio.
Yeah.
Italy,
Reggio. Yeah. Gufa Lavana. So that's his yisod here, that you have to see Guf HaLavana.
So what would that be, the head of ten
souls? And then he says, then he discusses that same mashal. So that's his discussion here. So that's what he says. So if you look now, in but then if you look now in the Sefer Pnei Mavin on Sanhedrin on page 19, Pnei Mavin on page 19 is the Shar Blot of the Sefer Pnei Mavin, Salonika. And on page 20, he quotes Rashi in Sanhedrin. Mizivi Rashi lalu rotsu lumbo to ravagol zera emes. The initial achola she'ina yochol lakum min amita, right? He quotes the zera emes that we just saw. Because he can make the or halavana. And he says it's totally on the Levana itself. So then he says, second hour. Lefi kotsa daiti, kotsa chola mutar al erz davai, v'eni yochol l'roz gufa Levana, v'roa v'zerichas Levana, matzi mevarach. Acha shezerichas ora hi migufa Levana, v'kei mali roa osa matzma, mali roa z'chrichas. So he's of the people that the Zricha Salavon is sufficient. And what it says in Sechas Sofim, Tola Einov, Tela Chathila, Eichel Amatzel Meba, Veinu Leikuva, Veinu Donin Efshar Mi Efshar. Tichol Zeinu Leikuva.
Is this one, the Levana, actually able to be seen? Or is it...
Yes, so it can be seen, but he says it's not Likuva. Yeah, because let's see Rashi. Because it says, let's talk about you can do it until the Pekima is Halavana, so you see it's a din in the Levana. In other words, you can make it until. You know, it's about, till the Levana is filled. Rabbi will mismali to gimosa. So it's a din in the Levana. So this is the, so it comes out of a fundamental machlokes, whether you could make, whether these halachas that you should see the Levana only in Lechatchila, or what the ikar is that everyone agrees it's a chidush halavana, and everyone agrees if you can't see anything, then it's nothing. The question is, if you could see the, in other words, there is, you see the levana is there. You see the levana is there, and you don't see the tzura halavana, but maybe then you don't need to see the tzura halavana. Yeah, we'll get to that. We're not up for that.
Maybe that has to do with the time now.
Yeah. That's good.
Then I might still get to Lavana and the Canadian even said, you know.
Right.
And the right from Rashi was what?
I think the right from Rashi is that he speaks about the. Because what's his Lashon? He gets to see the behemoths. Because Rashi speaks about the Gemara speaks about the Bekimas Halavana. You know, the Chidusha is totally, so it's a Mashma Sedin in if the Levana is still part, full or not. So it's. I think he's saying that since the halacha is talking about what's the story of the pogrom or not pogrom, so that's talking about the Guf Halavana. So as long as the Halavana is still pogrom, it means it's still Bezman HaKedosh Halavana. Because the shine of Chara doesn't show anything. Okay. One last thing is Sefer Das Torah is from the Marsham. Because the Marsham wrote the Tshuvas, but then he had Ha'aris on Baal Chalkei Shulchan Aruch, which his grandson, the Magid. The Magid speaks. Pesach Kron, the Maggid speaks. So this is the Maggid speaking. He's saying over his Zayda's Torah.
Is he brother-in-law of Rosh Thomas Zalman?
Yeah. He's the brother-in-law of Rosh Thomas Zalman. I remember I used to daven in the Grosh Shul in Shari Chesed. So the three people in Mizrach was the Rav of Rosenthal. He was the Rav of the Rosh Thomas Zalman Orbach and the Maggid. Those were the three rabbanim there in the minyan. He was down there every night with my father, then the Shabbos morning. Those were the three. But the official rav was of Rosenthal. So. So then he has a discussion here. If the Levana is a thin cloud, there's a thin cloud, so the Magen Avraham says that's okay, right? Because you can see the Levana and you can see the light. You have both. But he says, is it proper to wait until you don't have any cloud?
You can see the Levana.
You wait that night.
What?
That
you see the Levana.
Thin cloud.
Yeah. Did you wait that night or wait for another night?
yeah, even for the next night. You know, is there an Indian that you should wait? So he says, "Redin heichid efshar l'kadesh heichid the kosher l'varach al pi hadin." In other words, the Savior Yeshua, we don't really, is not like brought down. I think what Nesiva says, not brought down the poskim. So in the world of Psak, it doesn't really make it. Even though he, you know, if somebody would make it, I wouldn't tell them to make the bracha again. You know, because it would not.
Uh-huh.
Maybe they could hear it from someone else, but the Savior Yeshua says it. So he says, and this is the general question of the Shus Yaakov. He didn't have Shem Zayis, so he had the wax candles. He set up the menorah, right? And then all of a sudden they brought him Shem Zayis. So is it proper to say, okay, so take away the wax, put down the Shem Zayis? Well, since he was Oisek already, it's like a Mavirin or whatever. The Pasuk, the came into Kvar Hiskel, Les Hasek, B'nei Roshava, Yigmur, B'en HaMitzvah, Afabi, Shoshem Zayis, Mitzvah, and Milfukha. Uvachuvah Chacham Tzvi argues, the main Esrog, B'en B'nei Roshchanak, M'chom Mitzvah, Shemol, M'varach, Al HaYofa, V'amhuda, Av Shabob, Achrona. No, he said, always do it the better way. So stop, take it away. Do the Shem Zayis, even though you started, you already set up your menorah. Ain't Shem Chacham Tzvi had the class of Ramah, and he quotes the Chacham Tzvi, quotes the Ramah in the Trumas Hadeshin, that you see, and you wait till Motzai Shabbos to do it better, even though you can do it today. You have so Chiyah Mizeg, Amkin Kanal Shrek, Kaimalon, Shechohi Gizmano, Havil Kihu Shochet Lufaneinu, Vihochi Mavirin HaMitzvah, Mizman Zekedei Lasos Motzai Shabbos. So that's the Chacham Tzvi's raya that you postpone a mitzvah to do it better. If you're not moved there, Chacham Tzvi, when you don't came in, the Chol Sheorah told Yosef, and then in Yosef, may Orah have a lay mitzvah in a mufka. The Chayin Yesh Laham Tin Kana.
How do I get the oil from me? Why do I have oil for me? I'm glad I have
it today, next day. Well, right, but you still have a chance.
What happened to the next day?
It's worse.
From whatever that day until the
14th
of the month or whatever.
Yeah. So his shita, I mean, this is not necessarily our minute. Our minute is if you can do it, do it.
Especially
our climate. It's our climate, yeah. But his, but the Marsham's psak was to wait. Wait till the clear day. That could be, there's a difference in the time, you know, like in the summer, so you have one cloudy day, so tomorrow's going to probably be clear, you know. But that was the psak of the Marsham. Also, today we saw the Yesoidistik of Machloikas, where the Tzarek Leros Etzim Halavana or Sagi Bo'or Halavana. And that's the fundamental Machloikas between the Sefer Yeshua and the Nesivus. And that's a fascinating discussion. And then we saw the famous Truma, the Truma Sadeshin, about waiting. And we saw who the Kain Sanzer is. And then we saw the Zera Emes, also says you have to see the Levana and the Gufa Levana. And that's this discussion. Okay, there's a show tomorrow, we'll continue. There's a show.